Okay, so we just started the second introduction to the Yud Gimel Ikarim. We're dealing with the Yesodos of Emunah. We're dealing with the Rambam's own Pirushim, an explanation of why learning Yud Gimel Ikarim is so important. Here is bonus Yesodos Hadas, the obligation that we have in order to meditate on the foundations of our religion. Harambam Kosef Sham Dvarim Nechratim Oides Achoyvel Yisboinen Yisboinen Merubah Yisodos Eilus. The Rambam Ben is Pirusha Mishnah, it's the beginning of Perek Achelek, speaks in a very chazak way about the obligation we have to meditate with a lot of thought. You may want to come a bit closer, because I'm eating with the... It says the Rambam like this, L'chein da'otam, therefore you should know. V'atzaleach behem, v'choyzaleim pa'amim rabos, you have to go over this many, many times. V'izboinen behem, izboinen as yofin, you have to meditate in this with a yofi his boinenus. I don't know what a beautiful meditation is, but whatever the Rambam means by his boinenus yofin. You have to think about this well. V'misiach libcho v'tachshov she'gir l'cha inyona b'pam achat or me'asorach. And you think after you've been to them 1 or 10 times, you've understood them. Hare Hashem Yisbarach yodeh she'atichach al sheket, that you're fooling yourself, you're lying to yourself, you haven't got it. Finish. Shal tachshov she'avonus es inyan ha'ikorim milimut shal pam or etza pamim. Don't think you've understood these ikorim because you've been to them 1, 12, or 10 times, because you haven't. The Tetris used to say, if you think you understand what I'm saying, then for sure you don't know what I'm talking about. If at least you know that you don't know, then you've got a chance. Yeah? You went to Shia and you think you know what the Rebbe said, be careful, because you could have missed it. If you're really confused about what he said, then you've got a chance of learning. Yeah, because you go over it again and you'll find out what he was saying. If you think you've understood the Yud-Gimel Ikarim after having been through them 10 times, you're fooling yourself. Ross has told me the other day that the Brisker of the current Brisker of told him that he learned the Tosfos for 3 months. Yeah? Then after 3 months he realized that he just understood the first layer of the Tosfos. And even then he wasn't sure how much he'd understood. Lord Thomas. Lord to my hair, therefore don't rush through reading them. I didn't write these having just sort of been through it once or twice. The Rambam says I only wrote this down after Iun Godel these boinimus. The Rambam's Iun Godel these boinimus. Wasn't so important. So I won't learn it 20 times. Because yeah, we're dealing with the Shiroshim and the foundations of our whole belief. The person has to clarify this in the most clear way that he can. Mistakes and a lack of clarity in these issues, this causes a lack in your whole Judaism. Put the foundations of the building down properly, that can lead to terrible tragedy. Yeah, the building will fall down. You ever heard of a building falling down? Yeah. Happens. What happened? They stole cement from the foundation. So the essence says, if the foundations are 1 inch, 1 centimeter skewed at the foundation level, it's not so serious. What's the problem? What's 1 inch? When you get to the 31st floor, you're 2 meters out. And that can be quite critical. Lefichoch. What does Lefichoch mean? And in the Mishnah in Ashutzin, that's what it means. Tzarich Adam Lashkiyat Kol Koichot. Person has to invest all his efforts. Kashum Me'ayin B'dvorim Eilu. When he's learning this Sugya. כל הכויכס. כמה אחרי שכבר הסבוינים בדברים כפי כויכס, עליו לחזור שוב להסבוינים בהם. Even after you've been through the sugya with all your כויכס, you have to go over them again and meditate them again. ולסעמק בין בוי בוי, you have to go deeper and deeper and deeper. כי ככל שחזו מסבוינים בדברים, הם מסברים ומסלב מן יויסון. To the extent that you'll be chayz and go over them, they'll become more and more clear. The prat, שככל שאדם גודל ומתפתח, ומתפתח, כך שכלו מתפתח. As a person grows, it learns more and gets greater. So, his mind grows. A person learned today, so he's grown more. Now he can go back and try to understand something yesterday. He couldn't understand why, because his mind's a little bit bigger. The whole Torah is like this, by the way. You always go around in a circle, spiral. You always have to review and go over and check what you learned today, tomorrow. Because tomorrow you've got more insight. So it could be what you learned today wasn't correct. You have to go and revise it. Correct? That makes perfect sense. You learned the Mishnah. You learned the Mishnah. Now you learn the Gemara. You didn't realize, hey, the way I learned the Mishnah wasn't so good. Go over the Mishnah again. Ah, now you've got a new insight to the Mishnah. So go over the Gemara you learned again, because the Gemara might look different. Now you've understood the Gemara differently, you better go revise the Mishnah again. That's the whole of Torah. You've got to keep going back and understanding more and more and more based on your new understanding. Because what we understand today is always limited. Always limited. So I understood this today, but tomorrow I get a new piece of information. Oh, so you better go revise what you understood yesterday. So when it's talking about where you build a wall between you and your partner, okay, so you'll move the wall. But when it comes to the very basis of your foundations of your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you better make sure that it's working properly. Any doim avanosa shall yelit kata, lavanosa shall godl. You can't compare a 6-year-old appreciation of chumash to a God of appreciation. V'lavanoso shel ish muvugah, l'avanoso shel zaken yoshev yeshiva. One of the biggest problems we have. The Baal Teshuva is spared from this quite often. A 6-year-old, first time he gets to learn chumash, he's 3 years old, right? So he's a picture of Avraham Avinu as a 3-year-old. And he sticks with that for the rest of his life. You look in the Finkus of Adama to Tehillim, he discusses this. Why don't we make a real avoid out of Tehillim? You don't yourself make a real asik out of Tehillim. You know why we don't? Because Tehillim's I've got a 6-year-old appreciation of Tehillim. When I'm 6 years old, I'm still learning Tehillim and learning Chumash as a 3-year-old. When I'm 50, I'm still learning 3-year-old. You're supposed to learn Chumash every year. 6-year-old and a 6-year-old, 8-year-old and 8-year-old, 25-year-old and 25-year-old. There's a problem, we get stuck at Siddur as well. We get stuck with our Siddur at the 8th. We kind of connect to the Siddur. We never upgrade, we never go deeper. So you can get away with that. I'm not saying you should, but you can get away with it there. But if you don't, you can't get away with it here. Because you're in the Shiroshim and the foundations of your whole essence here. So you've got to keep upgrading. The Vika Chalavan Liyos Tommy the Bechinas Maisi Fahila. Person has to be in a master of Maisi Fahila, continually adding and growing. But okay, Linyonim Halalu. The Seder, the Sadera, the Havri, the Atzma, is a volume Shuva Shuva. Clarify them, get them clear, go over them all the time. Shalai Yabem Khalila Arafel Bilbul. You can't afford yet to have non-clarity, because a non-clarity here could lead to a sophek, and a sophek leads to you being Yotzim in a klal and becoming Napikos. Got it? If your Hilchos Kashrus is not 100% clear, it's not good. You've got to have Hilchos Kashrus clear. But if you don't have it clear, Yisrael Afopiyu Chayt Yisrael. Yeah, if you slip up, you become Napikos and Yotzim in a klal. Vain Sophic, you need Gimel Ikra Emuna, Nichtova al Yadah Rambam, for his Bailiness Yaseira. There's no question that the Rambam wrote the Yud Gimel Ikra Emuna with enormous, enormous, enormous depth of thought. Ubavada Klulim Ben in Yonmi Floy included your incredible, wondrous thing, the Chochma Rabba, deep wisdom. Koloshna Rambam, Altameh Bekriyosa Ki Lo Chivati Kefish in Izdamin. Don't go over this quickly, because I didn't write this superficially. This is the Rambam himself testifies that he wrote this. These Yud Gimel Ikraim with enormous depth. Anybody who's ever been exposed to a Rambam, even in Halacha, you understood a Reb Chaim once in your life. You learned a bit of Reb Chaim on the Rambam. You understand that the Rambam is multiple layers of depths of wisdom. Yeah? Unbelievable genius in a Rambam. So yeah, where the Rambam himself testifies that this was deeper than anything else he ever did, we understand there's enormous wonderful things lurking in Yud Gimel Gimel Kali. We had a tmir from the Chassam Sefer when we started off here. Let's just go over it. Anybody remember the Chassam Sefer's tmir?
The
Chassam Sefer
is
tmir? You told us we don't have to do Chazariya. Yeah? Okay. Hachasam Sefer Tamal Etzim Adover Shekava Rambam Ki Yishnami Karim Ladasi Yadut Shrekol Koitz Vakoitz Me'atayri Ika. Hachasam Sefer for the Kasha, how can the Rambam come along and say these 13 principles are the Ika Hadas? Every Koitz Shal Yud in the Sefer Tayyid is the Ika of Das. You're going to take anything out of the Torah and say that's not the Ika, this is less important, more important. Everything in the Torah is Ika. Atzer Rech HaKamoich is not Ika. Shatnet, not Ika. Lost Yotzah. Everything's the Ikka. How can the Rambam have the gall to take 13 things out of the Torah and make those the Ikka? That takes out of being Klal Yisrael. Everything else is Yisrael after being Choyt Yisrael. How do you do that? Somebody denies one letter in the Sefer Torah, it's like he's crazy. So why, yeah, why has this got a special treatment? Then came Kaitan, Hoytia Ramam, Yudgiri Karim, Miklal Tarag Mitzvah, the Torah. The Kova came, Mikraya Yadur. How does the Rambam take 13 things out of the Torah, out of 613, and say, these are the Ikub Yadur, and everything else was secondary? Who told him to do that? Where did you get that from?
Taking out 13 mitzvahs or 13 ideas?
Principles. No?
Principles of many
messages. Knowing there's a Shem. Yeah? It's the first of the Yud Gimel Korim. The mitzvah. Right? So?
It also applies to many other mitzvahs.
There's a mitzvah in the Torah, you know there's a Shem. One second. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to wait for Mashiach. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to keep Shabbos. If I don't keep Shabbos, I'm not a stukian and I'm curious and going to be Klal Yisrael. If I don't wait for Mashiach, I am. How did the Rambam know that this one takes you out of the club of clothes and this one doesn't? Who told the Rambam to make that distinction?
Every mitzvah is a principle.
But it's a mitzvah.
If I actually believe that
One second. What's the difference? Wait, 1 second. The mitzvah to know there's Hashem. Belief in the Mitzvahs of Hashem, as the Rambam paskens in the Loch and the Yad HaChazaka, the first of the Yud Gimel Karim, the Rambam paskens in Hilchot Seder Torah, that you know there's Hashem. Yochid, that's the Ani Mamin. The first of the Ani Mamin is the Mitzvah to know there's Hashem. Yedias Hashem, there's a Mitzvah after Mitzvah to the right, and Yedias Hashem. So that's why the Yud Gimel Karim. Now I'm asking, what's the difference between the Mitzvah when you call it a Mitzvah and when you call it a principle? The Rambam didn't come up and make up 13 new principles. He took from the Tarag mitzvahs 13 mitzvahs and made those into the Yud Gimel Karim.
They all apply for all the
others. What do you mean? They don't.
If I do a mitzvah without kavanah, for example, did I do the mitzvah?
1 second. Are you becoming a Bekairis then? No.
Why not?
1 second. If I take a lulav and esrog without kavanah, and I wasn't going to the midst of Lulav and Esrog, I'm not a Koyt of Eka. But am I an Apikairis? Is there a mitzvah to hate me? No. If it's one of the Yud Gimel Karim of the Rambam, that mitzvah you didn't do, you become an Apikairis. I can't mitzvah to a million. I have to hate you. How did the Rambam know that these 13 mitzvahs are different from 1 of the 600? Huh?
If you're missing this, then something's obviously wrong with everything.
The Chazam Sefer never thought of this teret that you're giving. The Chazam Sefer asked this kasha. Chazam Sefer learned the Rambam, and he had a kasha on the Rambam. Who told the Rambam that this is more important than this? If you allow one yudin the Torah, one kutash yudin the Torah, not be clear. Good, but you see the Rambam holds this, does it?
I'm not doing it correctly.
So you weren't drinking the mitzvah, but you're not going to be kairos.
No, but also I'm not, then it's obvious that I don't believe in the Torah.
So then you're arguing with the Rambam now. One second. Now you're arguing with the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't hold like you. The Rambam holds, these you Gimli Karim. If you slip up even in the act in the Kuda of them, you're not being kairos for Gabriel. You're not club.
I don't argue with.
Yeah, you did. Because all the other mitzvahs, if you don't do them, you're not being kairos. You're not going to me like cloud. So what is between these and these? That's my question. You tell me now all the mitzvahs are becoming a because. That's not what the Rambam passed. Where are you? Just geographically about you. You're in the Chassam Sefer's Kasha. You're trying to answer the Chassam Sefer's Kasha. You don't understand the Kasha. Fine. So they don't argue with the Rambam. Except the fact that the Rambam says that the Yud Gimel Karim, if you even have a slight doubt about anything, you're not Nafikoyos Gomor, with all the ramifications. All the other mixes, if you have doubts about them, you're not Nafikoyos. That's what the Rambam says. Also, Chassam Sefer, who told the Rambam you're allowed to do that? All the mixes are the same. What's that one bit to make it more? You have a doubt. Yeah, we've said this. We've been learning all along. I'm not sure that there's a thing called Tir Samaisim. You're not because it's gone. If you say, I'm not sure that I have to keep Shabbos. Who says I can't lock the match? You're a big Balaveira, but you're certainly not a Pekoris. You're not drinking in a club. You're not a stupid and a Pekoris. You can be a Pekoris Dominion. I'm not sure who says that Shabbos is the right. Maybe it's a little bonus. What? He didn't keep Shabbos because he didn't believe that you have to keep Shabbos. He holds Shabbos is a chumrah. Once came out of a shir, Rav Lef, I think, gave a shir in South Africa. He was a boyer. So he was walking out two old yekirim. To the old Yekidim, you know, like Mikey Schumann's great grandfather, those kind of Yekid, that generation. What's Hachti Chumris? What are they teaching Chumris for? Boy, you know, from the few derisives left in the Hilfish Abbas. Now, if he would come out of that Shia after Rav Lef gave the Shia on Achdus Hashem, and he says, what's Hachti Chumris? He's an Apikid. What's the Larachem Alav? But if he comes up there and says, what's Hachti Chumris in Mrs. Boyle? He's not Bekairus. He's a Balaveira. He's been Machal Shabbos. He's not a Stuk. He's not Bekairus. So how does the Rambam know which is which? That's the Chassam Sefer's Kasha. Now what do you want to do? I know you're saying, but what are you saying? What's your purpose? What's your goal?
If I break Shabbos, doesn't that...
No, you don't become an Apikoris, no. That's what we said. No, we said that 20 times already. You don't become an Apikoris according to the Rambam. You're a Yisrael Avopi who chayt to Yisrael. That's what you are.
Do you respect that I don't believe in God?
Maybe yes, but we don't make you into Apikoris. Finish. That's that one step. One step at a time. You're not an Apikoris. If you come out and say, I don't really know whether there's this, it's just amazing thing, sounds a bit wacky to me, I'm not really sure if I can believe it or not, you're like, Apikoyrus Gomor. Meshayeg. Someone's Machal Shabbos Meshayeg doesn't become an Apikoyrus. Someone who has a doubt in any of the Yudgim Nikorim Meshayeg is an Apikoyrus. You understand that? I mean, that's the Chazakh. Yeah, you're sure. Your head was popping up and down. You got it? And that's the Chazam Sefer's Kasha. Who told the Rambam to make distinctions here? Every lesson of the Torah, if you deny the authenticity of one lesson of the Torah, not be crazy. That's because that's one of Yud Gimli Korim. Some of them are Kasha. One of the Yud Gimli Korim is that the Torah we have now is the whole Torah that Hashem gave to us on Hasina. If you deny one of the Yudim, you're denying that one of those Yud Gimli Korim. So I understand the Chassam Sefer's Kasha called Chazak. Anyway, fine. Now let's get into your world. Now that we've understood the Chassam Sefer's Kasha, right? Let's get into what's bothering you now. The Lechayri Yashli Tmur, Lama Nikshav, is there a Chassam Sefer? What's the Chassam Sefer's Kasha? All right, this va lalu liyel. He ain't not varim ha'ikriv shoresh ha'yadut. What do you mean? What the chazan says is kasha. We just said these are the foundations and the roots of our whole Yiddishkeit. Umuv and shami shelafikach im mefakbek behem nimtze shemefakbek beikadah. If a person is not sure about this, he's touching the very nerve center of his Yiddishkeit. Mashayin kein mefakbek beyet hamitzvot. But if he's not so sure about shatnos, he's not touching one of the cores of our basics of our religion. You're not getting to the roots of the tree. You broke off a branch. Fine, the tree's got a bit of a broken branch. But yeah, you mummish into the nerve center. So of course we understand why they're different. So what's the chazan say to kasha? It was your teretz, right? Venera the tmi hasoi shelachatam seifer mubuseses al yosot shekolat teira yimivne echad sholem. Hard to understand what this means. The Chasam Sofer's wonderment on the Rambam is based on the foundation that the whole Torah is one solid, holistic binyan. That's what Paul used to go to Shia on Amos Shabbos. The nature of the Shia, where six people went to the Shia. Each person would come and ask the Rav a question, and the Rav would give one Shia week after week after week, which answered all six questions. One guy would have a problem in Rashi and Chumash, another guy would have a Shaili in Hilchas Boire, another guy would have a Shaili in Shkofik or whatever, and he'd give one Shia and answer all six questions. Not prepared before. How do you do that? So the Rav explained, it's very simple. The whole Torah is a whole. It's all one big interconnected whole. Which means your six questions have to touch each other at a certain place where they all touch. Correct? So at that place I give the shir. When your six questions touch each other, that's why I give the shir. So the Torah is one big interconnected whole. Now, we don't know what that means, correct? But you can understand in structure what that means. It's infinite. The Torah is one big infinite whole of Hashem. So it's all interconnected. You can't take out one molecule and say the system stays the same. If you take out one molecule, the whole system will change. It's a whole different one. You can't chop up a guy's toe and say, oh, just his toe. What are you talking about? The whole body's different now. So on that basis, the same as the human beings made up of lots of limbs. Every one of those limbs, orifices, organs, is part of the life force of the goof. You take off one limb, the entire goof is lacking. You can't say, no, you don't have a blemish in your body. It's just your toes missing. Oh, there's a blemish in the whole goof. Kach gam kol ha-mitzvos mitzarefes yachad l'mivne sholem. All the mitzvos build an entire edifice. So if you get rid of shluach haken, no, nish kefelach. You can't be a frum Jew without shluach haken. What are you talking about? You just chopped off a part of the Torah. Call mitzvah ikka. Every mitzvah is an ikka. And therefore it's also a root that everything is dependent on. Someone who's kaifa in any mitzvah. He's mevatel the whole building of the Torah. That Torah that he says is the Torah lacking Shluach HaKen is not the Torah Hashem gave us. You can't say, no, it's 99% the Torah. No, that's not the Torah Hashem gave us. Hashem gave us the Torah with Shluach HaKen. It's a mitzvah. And that Shluach HaKen impacts on everything because everything contains everything. That's the kasha of the Chasam Sofer. We have to actually, alright, Mr. Shem, next year, this is a very important maral that he brings down here in footnote Chet that we have to look at. We have to look at the Chasam Sofer inside as well, he brings it down here. If you want to see the Chasam Sofer in Shalas HaTshuvas, in Yerodea, in Chalek Beit, Simon Shin Nun Vav. Look at the Chasam Sofer inside and have a look at the maral he brings down at the bottom here. It's very important to have a look at. We actually have to go into this machlekes, this kasha. The Chazal says this is what he brings down here. It's one of the most basic fundamental understandings that we have to understand the whole principle of how the Torah works. How it is that if you take out one little piece of the Torah, the whole system becomes different. You need to understand it for this. You need to understand it in a Musa idea. It's a very big fun. And we spoke a little bit about it yesterday in the 5:30 class as well. Very important you saw it, which Nefesh Chaim discusses, which without it you can't really understand it. But that's the Rambam and that's the Chasam Sofer. And let's leave it to that. Simchat Torah.